On a Wednesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Baylor Lady Bears have their title and a piece of history, too. Last night in Denver, Baylor won a women's college basketball championship that many expected. The Lady Bears beat Notre Dame 80-61 to go undefeated and then became the first team in NCAA history to win 40 games in a season. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the player who led Baylor all year was the star once again.
From the start, and I do mean the start, it just didn't seem fair.
Welcome to tonight's Division I Women's Basketball Championship game. Tonight's game features the University of Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Baylor University Bears.
Not only did Lady Bear fans belt out the bigger opening cheer, Baylor had the team with the spotless record and the transcendent player, center Brittany Griner. But Notre Dame had been there before. They played in last season's championship game, and they acted like it, at least early on. The favored team from Waco, Texas, set the pace, but Notre Dame, playing smart and aggressive basketball, hung with the Lady Bears. The Fighting Irish plan was to play a zone defense and then swarm Griner with double teams when she got the ball. Notre Dame head coach Muffet McGraw said the plan worked pretty well until the referee's whistle started going off.
When we got into the foul trouble, that destroyed our game plan.
Notre Dame had to go deeper into its bench than normal when starting post player Devereaux Peters picked up three first-half fouls. You only get five. But even if they got 10, McGraw's smart enough to know what really destroyed her game plan was a 6-foot, 8-inch phenom who hogged most of the public address announcements.
She shot over us. You know, and there really wasn't anything we could do. We brought the double team, and she was unstoppable.
Like a guy playing with women, McGraw said. As outstanding as Griner was, she had plenty of help. Baylor forward Brooklyn Pope crashed the boards for four important offensive rebounds. Afterwards, Pope rejected the notion some had that the pressure of completing an undefeated season might cause the Lady Bears to stumble Tuesday night.
Whenever you let negativity sink in your head, then it's possible, and we never even gave it the thought of day. We was like, we're going to go out there, we're going to play hard, we're going to give it everything we got, and clearly everything we had was more than they had.
That's been the case all season, and as the wins piled up and the expectations grew, head coach Kim Mulkey decided to embrace her team's dominance.
I couldn't walk in that locker room and hoodwink them and tell them, you're not that good, you're one of many, because truthfully, we're pretty special.
During the Lady Bears' ascent, Griner has endured some nasty tweets and online messages questioning her gender due to her size and deep voice. Griner has shrugged it off. Getting bounced around by double and triple teams has helped her develop a sense of calm, something she's tried to impart on her coach during this supercharged season.
We were just trying to calm down coach. She always asks us, can I sleep good tonight? Yeah, coach, get you a good sleep. We got it. We got it, coach. We got it. And, we're just calming her down.
Griner's game-high 26 points, 13 rebounds, 5 block shots, and, oh yes, a most outstanding player award for the tournament are enough to make any coach sleep well. And when Mulkey's head hit the pillow, chances are her dreams were nice, too. Dreams of an historic season and dreams of next year when, uh-oh, rest of field, all 5 Baylor starters are back. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.